Hey, Cadet, I'm sorry. I meant to come out here sooner, but I'm so sorry. No, it's not okay. I should have been more focused on comforting you than fighting with your parents. It's just, listen, you mean so much to me. I wanted to defend your honor, but it's clear they don't know anything of honor, nor the way a family should be. I had no idea it was going to be this bad. I shouldn't have pushed you into this. I thought you were just ashamed that I could show you it was all right, that I could love you no matter what. Which I do love you. Nothing they said would ever change my mind about you, not in 80 trillion years. I wish I didn't pressure you into this mess. You know, I wouldn't blame you if you needed some space after this. I hope you can forgive me. I hope we can put all of this bullshit with your family behind us. Well, wait, Cadet, why are you apologizing? You didn't do anything wrong. Hey, oh, no, here, don't apologize. You didn't do anything wrong. You shouldn't have had to warn me. You're not responsible for their actions, and I get now why it was so hard for you to talk about. Honestly, I don't blame you at all. Everything that happened, the things that were said, they were cruel. And, well, about the photos of, well, your ex everywhere. Hey, I'm fine. I know you don't live with your parents, and I know you haven't talked to them in forever. It's not your fault that they're stuck in the past. Yeah. I know they don't mean anything, and you don't even think about them, even if your parents still adore them. And, boy, did they have a lot to say. Honestly, they did sound impressive, to say the least. I mean, newspaper clippings, hell. It's all right. Like I said, there's nothing that could ever happen that would make me see you any differently. You'll always be my lover, Cadet. Forever. Do you understand? Good. That's what I like to hear. You are all that matters to me. All right? Everyone else is irrelevant. And I mean it. Truly, you're my universe. And, you know, tonight doesn't have to be a total bust. Yeah, the night is young, and so are we. We could catch a movie or go bowling or something. The possibilities are endless. We could even, you know, go to your favorite ice cream parlor. It does stay open late, doesn't it? Oh, is that a smile I see creeping across that adorable face of yours? Yeah. Well, we're definitely going there in that case. Just wait for me in the car, won't you, beloved? I forgot something in your folks' house. I will be right back. I promise. The rest of the night will be just about us. And I'm back. Let's get the show on the road, shall we? You know, I always thought you grew up in a neat little neighborhood. It's rather quaint. A lot of the establishments have a nice retro vibe to it as well. It's Also very cute that you never moved too far away. I guess that's partially why I didn't realize that. Well, my bad. This is about us. I love holding your thigh while driving. It's so soft. You really are adorable when you blush, Cadet. Yeah, you are. Don't even try to fight me on this. You know I'm right. You're so cute that, if I could, I'd shrink you down real small, keep you in my pocket, so I could always keep you with me and constantly have your cute little face to look at whenever I needed a pick-me-up. Or whenever I felt like looking at you. I don't need an excuse to look at that charming, sweet face of yours. Alright, we're about to pull up. So, did you want your usual? It's all on me tonight. I would love to trade bites with you. You really do have an eye for these hole-in-the-wall places. I can't wait to taste ice cream on your tongue. We should probably finish up and get out of here before we start putting on a show. Oh, Cadet, I don't know how to control myself around you. You have no idea all the things I would do for you. You really are my everything. And I'll never let anything against you go unpunished. Don't worry about that. I didn't say much. I just had something caught in my throat. That's all. I really do love you, though. Truly and honestly. To heaven, hell, and back again. You are my little starshine. Aww. Yeah, darling. I'm your little moon drop. God, that's so cute. When did you come up with that one, Really? Were you waiting till I called you Starshine again? That's just adorable. Now, let's get our ice cream and make it back to your place. I'm kind of excited, not gonna lie. We always go back to my place, and you know what? I have been awfully curious about yours. I bet you have a room as cool as you are. No, you don't know. It's precious how humble you are. I can assure you, you're more than impressive in many different aspects. Oh, nice posters. And this bed is comfy too. I could stay here forever. Well, are you just gonna stand there? What are you supposed to do? Oh, Cadet. You're so cute. It's your house. Just do what you normally do. I want to see the life you live. Relax. Take charge. Your house. Your rules. I want the full experience. Pinning me is a good start, Cadet, but you'll have to stop freezing like this. Fuck. You are just so adorable when you're on top of me. And you look so beautiful while I'm down beneath you. Damn, cadet. You really should top me more often. You fucked them right here, didn't you? Your ex, right? No, it's fine. I didn't tell you to stop, did I? Right, so where was I? Yes, you broke up 2 years, 3 months, and 12 days ago. But you've lived here 5 years, 6 months, and 3 days. It's not rocket science, cadet. I love it when you do that. Harder and focused just like that. I wonder how many memories these walls have actually seen. I'm not actually sure I like you living here that much. Where are you supposed to move? Well, isn't it obvious? With me, naturally. You are mine, after all. Does that hurt, baby? Yeah. You like it, though, don't you? Good. Now, be a good spouse and listen carefully. Yeah, spouse. We're getting married after all. You don't have a say in the matter. Now, be a good spouse and shut up while I'm talking to you. Good. I talked to your ex last week. I've been getting to know them for a while. You could call it that. Your blood is absolutely divine, by the way. Sorry if I bite too hard. Did you know that? That they're married with kids? 2 years exactly this day. I imagine that's why your parents were so intense tonight. They got busy with their partner hot and fast. They have another kid on the way, too. On the outside, it would appear that they're completely moved on, but I had to be sure. I had your ex's phone cloned. It doesn't matter how, I just know people, alright? That's all that matters. A lot of people owe me favors. I know that they're clean now. They seem sincere when I talk to them too, but Of course they had no idea of knowing who I am. That would influence my research. I just offered my services as a florist for their... for their baby shower. Although maybe I should... I should bring you up during my client meeting with them in a couple of days. Casually, of course. Pretend that I don't know. Oh. Damn, you're stupid gorgeous. And oblivious. Barely do they know how good a taste you have in flowers. I fucking hate that fucker. I don't even have a good fucking reason to... to care outside the fact that they got... they got so close to what's mine. Even if it was in the past. Did you know that I watched all their movies? They're fucking perfect, Dad. And I'm just... I'm just me. I know that. I know that you don't bring them up. You probably don't even think about them. I just... I'm just worried that when you call my name, you mistake me for them. I'm worried that... that I'm not the one on your mind. That I'm not... that I'm not the one you want to live the rest of your life with. please don't laugh or look at me with contempt. I don't know if I could handle that from you. You're not going to. you only want me forever. you don't even care about the fame or the money or them. You just want me. Damn, Cadet. Oh, you make me so happy. Thank you. Thank you, Cadet. You're my treasure, my everything.